sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. We've got a very different program today for you for Song of the Soul. When looking over the shows from the past few years, I happened to notice that a lot of the guests had been on stage at Kerrville Folk Festival. In fact, having gone through the full list for the New Folk Competition for each year since 1973, I found 30 veterans of the stage who have been my guests over the past 20 years. Today, we're going to sample interviews and music from just six of them who I've interviewed. You'll be hearing from Flamie Grant, Tom Prasado Rao, Kate Klim, John Smith, Meg Hutchinson, and right now, we're going to start off with Terry Holder. I interviewed Terry Holder, a four-time veteran of the Curview stage, from the broadcast of February 15th, 2022. After getting to know her a bit, I asked for Terry's first song.
Let's start with In My Shoes.
And what kind of shoes? What size shoe do you wear? What kind? Boots or sandals or...
That's so funny you should ask, because I always say this is about shoes, but it's really about, I love shoes and I love boots, but it's about the beauty of shoes, you know, that you're willing to allow somebody to slip their feet down into and get a glimpse of what it's like to be you. And it's just about, you know, you're comfortable in your own skin now. And so go ahead and judge me, but don't do it until you've actually walked in my shoes.
Well, we'll go right into it. The song's by Terry Holder. It's In My Shoes, and it's from her latest recording, Flowers at Midnight. Here's In My Shoes.
I've walked and I've run. I've crawled on my hands and knees. I've made a well-worn path, and I've still got these shoes on my feet. They're sandstone brown, the soles are worn down, and I'm safe. I've sinned, but I've played by most all the rules. I've sacrificed, made mistakes, but I'm still filling my crown with jewels. They're brilliant, they're rare, the hypnotic glare will shine a light on. I feel good at the end of the day. I've given my best, so don't criticize until you walk in my shoes that I'm
beautiful voice, that beautiful guitar is Terry Holder, and I believe probably Jerry Holder. The song is In My Shoes, and it's from Flowers at Midnight, which she released back in 2015. And we are featuring that snippet from my visit with Terry Holder back in 2022 as the first of our sampling of artists we've interviewed who've been on stage at the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas as part of the New Folk competition. Terry was there four times, and our next glimpse will be of Meg Hutchinson, who was a winner of the contest back in the year 2000. I've interviewed Meg twice, this segment from my June 2023 interview with her. When I asked what she wanted to share, here's what she said.
Let's start with Everything More Beautiful, because that's a song from that year that we last spoke. This album, Beyond That, came out probably a few months after our interview aired. So we didn't talk about that album yet, but this is the closer song on that album that came out shortly after that.
It's absolutely lovely. Lovely, lovely song. It so touches my heart. It was so close in time to that. As people listen to the song, they may have the same question that I have. Everything more beautiful, the quieter I become. I wasn't sure which was the cause and which is the effect. That is to say, as everything becomes more beautiful, I become quieter, or because I'm quieter, everything becomes more beautiful. I realize it could be both, but what was it for you? It's so clearly a prayer that you're singing.
It definitely works both ways. But for me, what I noticed is that I'd been so full of noise and busyness that I may have even shared this last time we spoke, that in those early years as my teacher, as I started to slow down, this place I'd been walking by, the lakes, just started to be more and more beautiful. And at first, I was like, gosh, this place is just getting more beautiful every day. I kind of wanted to stop other people and say, hey, have you noticed? It's getting more beautiful here. And then I realized, no, I'm just finally looking around. Like, I used to go there and I would be hiking and I'd be in my own mind. I'd be in my own struggle and inner chatter. And suddenly, as that was quieting, I was really looking around and going, it is so gorgeous here.
Get ready for a gorgeous song, a gorgeous prayer of the spirit, I think. Gratitude is the greatest prayer we can give. Everything more beautiful.
Fast, the clouds so still, cracked like silver mud are the tiles of that old church ceiling slept under when I was young. Come to think of it, the leaves are stirring in a sermon. Swans out on the mystic other moons, asleep between their wings, and everything more beautiful, everything more beautiful, everything more beautiful, the quieter I become. Many births the world gives us, water, egg, womb, and the miraculous. What once were lost years seem a blessing to me now, deepened by the blade of sorrow, prepared my body for this greater love.
So very blessed to have Meg Hutchinson with us here today for Song of the Soul. Back in 2012, I first interviewed her and was instantly struck. I can't remember all of the music from every person I've interviewed in the past 18 years, but you stayed with me absolutely completely since that time. Her website is meghutchinson.com. Any questions on spelling come via northernspiritradio.org. It's from her album, Beyond That. Was there ever a time when you were shallow?
No. I've always been in the deep end of the pool, for better or for worse. Sometimes I was floundering in the deep end, but yeah, I don't know. That's where I've lived.
and a small part of her life has been lived on the Grassy Hill New Folk Competition at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Come to northernspiritradio.org for links to the guests and to the full shows I'm excerpting here today, serving you a big, rich bowl of Kerrville musical magic. We'll go right on to another sample, this one with John Smith. He writes that as one word, by the way, John Smith. And he was a winner at Kerrville back in 1990 and has been on the stage and sometimes served as a judge at other times. This clip is from my June 20th, 2023 interview with him. Here's his response when I asked him what he wanted to share next.
Why don't we sing, play My Name is America?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to tear our hearts out, are you? There's been a bit of that, hasn't there? Been a heart tearing out?
Yeah, I don't really write political songs, just not very good at it, and I definitely, it's not my nature to be divisive. And so this song really came out of a place of just frustration about the division between the left and right and through rhetoric and how loud it can be. I listen to very little of it anymore. I hardly ever watch the news, and just because it can really steal your peace. I find out enough. I mean, I get the local paper on my radio, and then I'll get all the national headlines. So I kind of know what's going on in the world, but I don't sink in. But I just was feeling extra. I wrote this song right before the 2020 election, actually. And I just kind of felt sorry for the country as a personality, as an entity. So that's why it's called My Name is America.
My name is America. I live between two oceans blue, and as nations go, I'm a child who is sadly now torn in two. And I was born out of a dream. For that dream, I'm on my knees tonight. For the shouting on the left and right, I could use some help to mend this great divide. Oh, help me heal these wounds I feel. Please help me heal from these wounds I feel. It's not the first time I've been torn. The bloody redcoats shot and drove the natives from their homes. Then the flood of immigrants all came round in hopes of 40 acres, a mule and plow, and the right to speak their truth aloud. Oh, help me heal these wounds I feel. Please help me heal from these wounds. Then it was the blue and gray, the north and south, spilling blood over slavery, leaving a scar centuries deep. Now they're still marching up and down my street.
Thank you.
America.
If you didn't cry at least a little bit to that song, "My Name is America," you don't have a heart. Or maybe you're just so part of the polarized fringe that you can't see all these brothers and sisters across this country who we're being separated from. It's like a great divorce of sorts going on.
Yeah.
I really like the way that you included the history in there, John. But the most masterful wording that you used, I saw a possibility for you to be America first, which I don't think is your normal identity anyhow. But when you said, "I am still the great experiment," that was masterful. Were you aware you were being masterful in that selection?
No, it's just, it was in the flow of it. But just thinking as a country, we really are. We're really young. We're like an adolescent kid when it comes to a history of a nation. And so it's growing pains and we're still learning. Yeah, some days it can feel really hopeless. You know, you can look to the futures without much hope. But at the same time, I also go around and especially at festivals and places and meet a lot of the younger generation, people in their 20s and 30s, and they're working on a lot of great changes. I have hope that things will get better, that we will work towards solar energy and wind energy and stuff like that. And the racial thing feels like it's going in the right direction. So I have hope.
John Smith said that as part of my interview with him back in June 2023, and I'm not sure if the results of the recent election leave him quite as hopeful, but I'm hoping that this special edition of Song of the Soul fills your heart in a very special way. We're featuring portions from interviews with and about six of my past guests who've been on stage at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and links to them and to the full interviews are on northernspiritradio.org. Remember that over the almost 20 years we've been bringing you both Song of the Soul and Spirit in Action, we've had many hundreds of guests, and we try to have all of those links on our site. Drop by, root around, find what you like, give us feedback and direction, and maybe give us a donation. We're doing our annual fundraiser, and we're only about 2/3 of the way to where we need to be. We depend on listeners, not the corporate overlords, to fuel our works. So please help us out, and also help out the 35 or so community radio stations who carry our programs. Do your part to help make the wonderful happen. On now to our fourth glimpse of some of the fruits of the Kerrville Folk Festival. Over now to a winner of the New Folk Competition back in 2010, Kate Klim. In July 2023, Kate told me.
This song is Songbird. And what's notable about this one is I mentioned that, you know, when I had the kids, and that said, I know plenty of amazing singer-songwriters who started families and didn't slow down. That just didn't happen to be my situation. So when the boys were both born, I realized that I went through a phase where it was just harder to find time, but also creative energy to write music. So even though I've gone larger gaps without recording albums, that's not usually how I measure my musical progress to myself, because my primary goal is just to write music for me. And then the ones that I deem good enough, I will share with other people. So I tend to measure how active I am musically just by how much I'm writing. And 2018 was the first year, and really only year I can think of since I was 4 years old, where I didn't complete a song. And it blew my mind. And I knew, I was like, there's this pilot light. It is faint, but it is there. And I cannot let it go out. So I signed up to go to the Folk Alliance conference in Montreal and had this goal of like, I just need one new song. I haven't seen these people in years. I need one new song by the time I get there. And like the date was approaching, but one day it was the right situation where no one was in my house. I had good ambient lighting. These are both essential things. And a song came. And the song that came, this first song after my longest stretch without writing music, was Songbird. And it is a song about returning to something that seemed like it was gone. So the metaphor for the song, it's truly about music to me. It was, I knew you were going to come back someday. So you were just kind of gone for the winter.
And we're so lucky that the songbird did come back to Kate Klim. Here's her song, Songbird.
Springtime was easy, everything's green and bright. gathered the branches and built you a nest. Summer was blooming, everything bends towards light. Little by little turned to golden and red. I'm never ready. The cold comes around. Close all the windows, button things down. Your heart was skyward, your place was south. To the middle, yeah, that's when your cover's blown. Some days you make it, a wing and a prayer.
Our guest today for Song of the Soul is Kate Klim. She joins us from Nashville, Tennessee. Her website is kateklim.com. Klim, in case you have any question, is milk spelled backwards. That's not how she chose it. She just received it from her parents. But Kate, kateklim.com is the song. And you can always find these links on our website, nordenspiritradio.org. And now we're going to move on from our July 29th, 2023 Kate Klim interview to another recent guest who is also a Kerrville Folk Festival alumnus, actually two of them, because next up is part of our tribute to Tom Prasada Rao, who died back in June of this past year. I gathered folks who knew Tom PR well and shared songs that Tom was part of. I did a September 21st, 2024 interview about Tom Prasada Rao with the other two remaining members of the Sherpas, one of them being Tom Kimmel. And it turns out that both Tom Kimmel and Tom Prasada Rao were winners on the Kerrville stage at different nights of the Folk Festival back in 1993. I asked Tom Kimmel. Were the two of you friends, connected at all before the 1993 Kerrville Festival?
No, I never met him. I really wasn't even aware of him. I had met Michael. Michael and I both lived in Nashville, so we were camping with the new, at that time, Camp Nashville. I think there were six of us the first year, and then it grew and grew. But Michael and I hit it off right away, and so, you know, we played our new folk sets, and we went down to hear the others, and when Tom played, we just looked at each other and said, well, I wonder who the other two winners are, you know, because it was so clear. And I remember he played Ashes of Love then, and it just floored me, you know, just brought me to my knees. And, of course, it wasn't just the song. I mean, it was just his musicianship, you know, his guitar playing, and the skill and the depth and his gorgeous voice. So it was just all of that stuff. And then we met Tom, we hit it off, and that was the start of our friendship that was before long became a collaboration.
What was it about Ashes of Love that particularly touched you?
Well, I didn't know what it was about until later when I talked to Tom about it. And then, you know, later found out it was about, gosh, I can't remember his last name, Mitch. He was an activist Tom admired who took his own life, but it was just the overall feel of it. You know, I wasn't analyzing the lyrics at that time or anything. I was just soaking it in, you know. It was just, and I'm that way with a lot of songs. I don't want to analyze them at first. Either they capture me or not. And if they do, then I'll take a closer look.
Back when I talked to you, when I interviewed you for Song of the Soul back in 2020, we talked about spirituality in music. And one of the things that you said is it doesn't feel like it has to be explicit in the songs. As a matter of fact, it's better if it's not. It's that somehow the ensemble of the feelings, the sensitivities should pour to you through the music. I'm paraphrasing what you said, but you've been explicitly spiritual or religious in your songs before, but that's not the key part from your point of view, I think you said. And I have a feeling Ashes of Love does that. It pours through that spirituality without trying to point at specific spiritual beliefs or try and convince you of anything.
Well, I think that's one thing that Tom and I shared was that neither of us liked for songs to explain themselves.
Well, let's listen to Ashes of Love. The performer, the writer, is Tom Prasada Rao, but we have Tom Kimmel, co-writer of many songs and performer as part of the Sherpas with us here today for Song of the Soul. Here's Ashes of Love, Tom Prasada Rao.
What were you gonna do? What were you trying to say? Laying out hope to a hopeless world. Didn't you know? Made up their minds, and they turn you out, burn you out. Turn to the blind to say, couldn't they see the light? Didn't your fire brightly blaze? Maybe it's bright into their way, but maybe hope survives another day. Down,
you up in the prophet's name. Carry these ashes of love. Are you floating in the ether? Are you clinging to the light? Has the darkness overcome you? Out of sight, out of mind. We stoke the fire and we fend the flame. It's burning down, burning down. We lift you up in the prophet's name. Carry these ashes of love. We stoke the fire and we fend the flame. It's burning down. Lift you up in the prophet's name. Carry these ashes of love. Carry these ashes of love.
That was my interview with Tom Kimmel as part of our Tom Prasada Rao tribute of September 2024, one of 3 weeks we did tribute to Tom PR. And the next week, our guests included Tom's sister, Patty Prasada Rao. And this clip of that interview actually included sound from the Kerrville Folk Festival stage in 2024. So I guess Patty is now among the numerous wonderful musicians that have graced that stage, six of whom we're providing glimpses of today for Song of the Soul.
So the last song that I wanted to bring forward was a song that Tom wrote, and I think he might have written it in 2012. It's a song called Beautiful You. As we talked about that imagery from the Christian scriptures, it starts with actually phrases from a very famous sermon in the Bible in Matthew 5 that's called the Sermon on the Mount. And it starts off with lines from that. It says, consider the lilies of the field, how they neither sow nor reap. Still, God's beauty is revealed and he watches over them while they sleep. That last part's not the scripture. That's Tom. It's looking at and thinking about beauty and where does beauty come from? And a lot of times in our world, we ascribe beauty and power and success to things that you have to do with your own effort. And I think that what Tom was reminding us about is that beauty is oftentimes given. Beauty is a part of us. It's from within us, and it's endowed in that way. Part of the reason why I wanted this song to be in your set here was I actually spoke about this in my tribute to my brother at his service. The first time I heard this song was at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and I had gone with him and was hanging out, and he was going to perform it that night with Dirgy Childs and Julie Bonk. So he had invited me to come while they were practicing in somebody's hotel room at the YO in Kerrville. And he began to do the song, and Dirgy was on her cello and Julie was on her piano. They started playing. And then as we were listening to the words of this song, just one by one, each of us stopped what we were doing and tears just started falling down our cheeks. And like, we couldn't do anything else but just listen to the beauty of this song. And it has Tom's vulnerability. I think he's speaking it to himself, reminding himself that he's beautiful too. And what rings to me, why I mentioned it at his funeral, was that I don't remember exactly when, but in the midst of Tom's sickness, he would have returned back to gigging, returned back to performing. And there was a venue in Texas, in Dallas, called Uncle Calvin's, and it was one of its closing, the venue was closing. And Tom had a chance to go and do a full concert there. And he did it with Julie Bonk and Dirgy Childs. And this song was in there. And thankfully, if you want to go and see it, many of those songs are all up on YouTube. And the recording for this one has Tom giving an intro. And in that intro, Tom actually asks the audience to remember people in the folk community who have passed. And people start speaking out names. And Tom is reflecting on those names. And then he says, these are the people, we would not be who we are without them. And then he says something about this song right before he sings it. And he says, I think that this song is what they would want you to know if they could come back and tell you something.
You shared this at Kerrville this past year.
I did, actually. So Tom had been the one who had led an in memoriam concert for 2 years at Kerrville. And this last year, Tom was too sick. And he said, I want you to go. And I want you to take all of my love to all those people with you. And then this was the song that we decided we would do. And then Eric looked at me and he said, why don't you sing it, Patty? Which was a shock for me. I'd never sung anything solo at Kerrville. I've backed up my brother. But what an honor for me to be able to sing this song of Tom's on the Kerrville stage at that concert.
This is the last song that we're going to share on Patty's behest for Tom Prasada Rao, her brother. We're going to start with one of the performances of Tom sharing this song, and we're going to, two-thirds of the way through, morph into the stage performance of Patty and friends at Kerrville this past May. They're unequal sound qualities, but I thought it was so important to connect Tom, her sister, and this beloved community in Kerrville. So we're going to finish this segment of Song of the Soul with Beautiful You, written by Tom Prasada Rao and shared here by multiple voices. Thanks so much, Patty, for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's my honor. Thank you to everyone who loves my brother. Let's keep his music alive.
Here is Beautiful You.
Consider the lilies of the field, how they neither sow nor still God's beauty is revealed. He watches over them in their sleep. Then will he not do so for you? Oh, my little orphan child, when your long dark night is through, you will see the morning smile. Look up, have faith, your dreams await you, everybody knows the truth. You were such a reckless fool. You spent your brilliant youth chasing your rainbows, your shadows too. But don't think you lost your way, 'cause you're standing at the door. Tomorrow is today, and you are the one you've been waiting for. Look up, have faith, your dreams await you.
It was moving for me as part of the tribute to Tom Prosado Rao, the three-part show I did for Song of the Soul back in September 2024. Tom being one of the six Kerrville Folk Festival performers who have also been my guests for my show, all of whom we're glimpsing today on this special Song of the Soul episode. We'll have more because there are some 24 more of my guests who've been on stage at Kerrville. But we're going to take just one more artist today, Flamey Grant. Flamey was a winner of the New Folk Competition in 2023, and I interviewed them just about a month ago. This last clip is from my interview of December 14th, 2024. Keep in mind, we've got a link to the full program on northernspiritradio.org with this show, because I've had to pare it down a bit, losing some of the depth you'll hear in the full interview. I'll let Flamey Grant take us out for today's six-person Kerrville Harvest.
I think we'll finish with the closer on the album, and it's called If You Ever Leave. You know, if there's a theme or a thesis for church for the full record, it's about examining the inherited structures that we grow up in, specifically church for me, obviously. And really also about examining what is worth my time and energy and praise and worship. Who am I serving? What deity am I serving? And I think that this song is my litmus test for a deity anymore. I don't think we hold our deities to a high enough standard. I've discovered over the years that I am much better at loving people than the evangelical God. I'm not perfect by any means, but I can certainly love more inclusively, more completely, and with less conditions than the evangelical version of God that I was sold my whole life. If that's the case, I had to ask myself, why am I worshiping a God who can't love for crap? You know, if I'm better at it, then I don't need him. Like, I don't want this God in my life. He kind of sucks. He hates too many people. It's hard to leave a community, especially when you were brought up in it, and especially when they tell you that if you leave, bad things are going to happen to you. And so people are leaving, but it's hard. That's hard work. And I know because, again, I had that podcast, Heathen, that I ran for 5 years where we talked to people about their leaving. So that's what this song is. It's a hopefully a gentle reminder or just offering to people who need to have a little reassurance during the process of leaving.
It's a sweet, wonderful song, and I love everything you just said about what it's really all about, what it really all should be about. I do realize that strong communities of faith can be amazingly nurturing for people to be in them. They're in a cocoon of sorts, but if you're in a cocoon that doesn't fit your shape, it's a very uncomfortable thing. I'm so glad you found a way to your real self and are helping so many other people do it. And again, you're just a wonderful singer, songwriter. The music, the lyrics, everything is wonderful.
You're so kind. Thank you.
So we're going to go out with If You Ever Leave. Flamey, thank you so much for joining me today. I think carrying a better ministry than you carried when you were a worship leader.
Thank you. That's an honor right there. And I really appreciate you having me. It's been a delight.
The website, flameygrant.com. That's FLAMYGRANT.com. Links to that and video or two are on Northern Spirit Radio with this program. Please remember to post a comment when you visit. And we go out with If You Ever Leave. I am still hoping we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul.
If you ever leave, I hope you leave a light on. Just enough to see the open door you left from. Before you go, deck the halls with something bright and queer. A big rainbow, they'll pull it down, but they'll still know that you were here. Only taking what you need, a little time to grieve. If you ever leave, if you ever go.
please go easy on yourself. 'Cause everything you know was planted there by someone else. There's no such thing as a true religion, babe. A God who makes you clean. Smoke. Remember, all of it's for show. Should you ever need to go, you became the martyr they groomed you to be, bleeding on the altar of fraud. It's the greatest love of all, but if you ever get to heaven, and Jesus stops us at the gates. If he calls our love transgression and says I didn't die for gays, don't lose hope. I will take your hand in. I'll pull you close, and with my other hand I'll give that God a sign. Gladly walk away from him. We're better off in sin if he doesn't let us in. I'd fight to see you leave your shame, and I think God would do the same.
Flamey Grant was the last of the six Kerrville Folk Festival musicians we've glimpsed today for Song of the Soul. Links to Flamey Grant, Tom Prasado Rao, Kate Klim, John Smith, Meg Hutchinson, and Terry Holder, and to the full interviews I did with all of them, are with this show on northernspiritradio.org. More to come next week when we see you here for Song of the Soul. The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.